So we're holding a middle of Dalet. I don't remember the exact place we left off because the Perek Lamais says very wine. I'm stabbing a guess at Ein Ches. Just try to recap the point that he said and go weiter. The point was he was speaking about the concept of there being essays or los essays. First of all, the inyan of having b'chlal essays or los essays. The fact that this is 365, this is 248, keneged yemois hashemesh, keneged evari adam. What's the keneged? I mean, if every number there's always a keneged. So his point was that mitzvahs have two functions. One which he calls making sure that that which is there is not spoiled, that which is there is not miskalkel. That's the mahalach of the teva, and like I explained, the sun is something which is the regularity of the sun. The regularity of the teva is the chshivas of teva. So the losases are there to keep what's from spoiling, and that's keneged moisachama. And then there is the peulos of doing things that are mashlim, that do further. That's mrs. essays, and that's keneged the evariyada. That's adkan what we saw last time. Okay, let's take a look at Ayin Ches. V'tamik yoyisa bin yezeh, v'teira v'tovit. If you think about it, there's a deeper nekuda. Shashem es varam shnei melachim. The world has two kings, two malchis. Ki Hashem es hu moishel ba'olam, k'mo yishom ha'akosu v'mashalas hayoyim, v'odam moishel bin yitzoyim gamke. So the first thing is, there are two things that really are the mashpiim and the ones that control the world. The sun is the force, the most consistent force that controls the world. Day and night, heat, light, everything, holding the planets together, holding the earth. Everything is ruled by the sun. So there's a memshola that's called Shemesh, that's one. And on Adam it says the Yirdu Bidgasim Vashemayim. Bidovazemivua. So you have two Malchias that impose their Malchus on the world. One is Malchus of Shemesh, one is Malchus of Adam. Vamoishlachud Moishla Gashmi, Kashemesh Hu Gashmis, Vamoishla Shaini Hu Nivdal. Ki ha'adam eino gashmi gomo, heimin ishmasa loikis, ezushamak doisha, veimitzat ishmashinemaki bitsomakimasas adam. That's page Ein Ches. Yeah. Let's talk about the point that he makes there. There are two malchus in the world. I want to explain the concept of malchus a little bit on a deeper nekuda than we used until now. Bederech Klal, all the words that mean boss come in this Adon and Melech and Moshel and so on. They all mean the guy who's on top and runs the show, kind of. There are many distinctions, and Malchus is a very different knetch. Malchus means that a moshel is somebody that's interested in bossing the one on the bottom. He wants to get work out of him, wants to exploit him. He just likes to boss and control. That's the moshel adon. An adon is interested in getting work out of his avadim. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. A melech and a malchus is a concept. In other words, there's a person, there is a metropolis, there is a state, and it has a certain tzura to it. And the philosophers, Plato wrote the image of a state. He didn't write how a person should run his cotton plantation. Running cotton plantation is a very specific tafkid. But there's a certain tzura, how does society work as a society, when all the pieces come together as one. A malchus is an entity that's formed by different pieces, but it's an entire, it has a tzura to it, a certain powerful warlike entity, a rich and wealthy, a splendor, different tzuros Adam Malchus, and the Melech is the one, he's the crystallizer that puts the pieces together either by, maybe by force, but probably not in force, just he's mashlit his tzura on the entire country. That's what a Malchus is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put two Malchus down in the world. One is the Shemesh, and the Shemesh is the expression of the totality of the pieces that are there. The world is a puzzle. Put the pieces together. What do you get? So the sun is the melech on that. So the sun, first of all, physically keeps all the rocks in our solar system in the same place. I mean, it's a strong force. Everything goes around it and everything happens. It gives the it marks out the days. It marks out the seasons. It gives the energy input into the world. It is the it imposes. The world is built around the sun, and everything has to function in tandem, whether it's the type of things that are good for energy, whether whether it's the type of the seasons of everything, and so on and so forth. That's one Malchus in the world. It's a puzzle. Adam, so the Shemesh is the Malchus of the world, Basher Hu Sham, as it is. This is the puzzle, this is the picture. Adam brings another type of Malchus to it. The Malchus of Adam is a Malchus of something that's Nivdal. Adam comes with ideas and concepts that are not of this world. Let's take a simple one. Let's take Chesed. So Chesed is not a concept of this world. It's not. There's nothing in the world that is Chesedic, but the person is Manchel, that Tzura, let's say. So an Adam has the things that are Nivdal, that are not really of this world. And he says 2 points he makes, how and why Adam is a Nivdal. First, ki Adam eino gashmi gamur, hein b'nishmas elokis. First of all, Adam has a chelik of himself, which is of another world. Sheyesh loy nishama k'doisha, v'hein mitzad shenema boy ki b'tzelum elokim oses Adam. So the Maral says that Nivdol, the Inyan Nivdol that a person brings to the world is two Inyanim. One is he contains within himself a Nishma Salikai, something that is beyond this world, and it's not B'chlal, it has no intersection with anything in this world. We can't describe neshama in anything this world. Nothing. It has no common denominator. In that sense, it's called a nivdol. There's a second inyan, and he alludes to it kind of beremes what he calls a tzelam. Ki betzelam ki masadam ki yesh bitzurasa inya loyki lemisha yadea barazia chachma. I want to dwell on it a minute or two. He's Meirich in Derech Chaim a lot. And I want to try to bring out one of the Kudas. The concept of Tzelem Elokim was a problematic one because the definition of Tzelem Elokim means some sort of Tzura and it can't be and so on and so forth. And so the Rambam says it's a borrowed term and so on. Rashi says it's that Tzelem Elokim was making for Adam. It's a point of discussion, obviously, for Rishayim and Kadmonim. The Maral speaks about Der Chaim. He has a few pshatim on Tzelem, and the one that he says a pshat, a very deep pshat, and he argues with the Rambam head on, but his pshat is as follows. I want to say it in a one way in which Mekubalim use this term a lot, they use this idea, and then I want to say it in a little bit finer way, which I think is what the Maral means. This is the Maral brings. The Maral brings it, the first version of it. The Shalos, as others say, it's more common, and it goes as follows. One of the correct, the Zohar HaKadosh is a sefer that gives us many descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhag in this world. The terminology that he uses is the human body, and Yemin and Smoil. are two hanagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two hands, 10 fingers, 5 fingers in each hand. Different spheres. There's the head, there's the lungs and heart, the stomach, the difference between 2 feet and 2 hands, and many things of that nature are all used very, very aptly as mesholim to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. So in a simple way we can say B'Tzelem Elokim means that a person's body contains Remazim, it not only contains Remazim, it's saturated with Remazim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga and so on. So a person's body sort of is a living diagram of Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is an understanding that many Sfarim write. It definitely is correct as such. And that's one way of understanding Tzelem Elokim. And it could be put into his words as well. He means this type of thing. And it's not wrong, and it's not a spirit to what we'll say it now. There's a second and more finer inyan, which is what the Maral says in Derech Chaim. I mean, it says a few pshat in Derech Chaim, but this is the nekuda I want to bring up. If a person walk, the whole musig, the Maral says, the whole musig of a tzura, of a tzelem, is really not of this world. For instance, if I walk into a room, and I walk into an oppressive, I walk into a huge, let's say, a cathedral-type building. So one description of it is how long it is, how tall it is, where the curves are, where the windows are. That's a description, that's a flat description. I can also say you walk in and you're awestruck. You feel an extraordinary sense of humility. You feel an extraordinary sense of the grandeur of God and so on and so forth. Those are things that it's an effect that the entirety has that I really so somebody who's going to be a nitpicker is going to say, so is it the length that does it? Is it the height that does it? The color of the windows that does it? What does it? The answer is there are things that are larger than the parts of it. It's the term, it's a German term, it's also in Yiddish that these are the gestalt. It's sort of the tzura klolis of it is really something that is distinct from the parts. If a person sees something, you see a very big tzaddik, somebody special, and you say, who's that? There's some aura about him that's extraordinary. So what is it? Is it the size of the nose, the color of the beard? What is it? I don't know. But it's not. It's none of it. It's just some tzura klolis. When you see a bull or an ox, you get a sense of power and strength, the solidity, the muscle, the horns. If you're around long enough to tell about it, you see it charging. There's something about everything that bespeaks power. You see something that's quick, I don't know, a cheetah or whatever. Those are all things that have a certain or Adam in the Bria casts an aura of something other than physical. There's something in his tzura that projects it. It's a kremes kufa, the fact that he does it, the adinus in his panim. It's the entire metzias of the Adam projects something other than that. So I think that's pretty much what he says in Derech Chaim, one of his mahaltim. The entire Adam projects a sense of divinity in the priya. And so it's not only the fact that somewhere here, invisible to me, there's an neshama that's a chelek al kaim imal. It also means that the tzelem, which is sort of the projection. So we're not dealing, that's what the Maral's point is in Derech Chaim, that's his nekuda. If you'd be dealing with physical things, if you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 6 foot tall, and Adam is in his son is 6 foot tall, you're a gesunt apikairis. It doesn't, you know, if you say it's because a person walks in a certain way, and that's a tzelem elokim, all of that would be apikursis. But if you say Adam casts the aura of some, of kedusha, of whatever it is, then you're dealing with something which is not physical, and then you can say it is a tselem elokim. The word tselem, the word tsel is a big part of the word tselem. In other words, you cast a certain shadow, you cast a certain aura, and that's the tselem. Mikol makay, al kol parim yesh badam inyan nivda. Sorry? Yeah. That's only the Shemesh wouldn't exist. That's sort of because the Torah says so, but it's definitely Adam can override the Shemesh. It says the famous Gemara by Yeshua with the Shemesh and the Levana. But
Adam learns Torah. That's why there's a world out here. But the Shemesh is no different than the trees, the plants, the animals.
But its relationship. If we needed to structure the world, what is
an independent Mala? It's only a tool.
Okay, but if I were to exclude Adam a minute and I were to ask yourself, in everything else you have, which is dependent and which is independent? The sun, l'chura, depends on nothing from the earth, and the earth depends on everything from the sun.
Well, you need the earth.
Yes, it's true, but there's listen.
You need all those things.
Correct, but in a certain sense. But the, I mean, first of all, the pasuk Hashem is the memshela sayom. It's a pretty strong pasuk, and it's something which when I could
describe.
Because within the Bria there's also Mahalach, and within Teva the sun is the most independent variable and it is the most powerful variable, and we need
the galaxy
that affects us only if we go to a planetarium. It doesn't have, I mean, if we ask ourselves, structure the Bria, a pyramid, the sun would always be on top. It can definitely, it's the center of the system, and it's definitely the mashpia. I don't feel such a problem with it. Okay, so he says like this. So he says, mikomo kal kol beishvei adam inyan nivdol. So either of the two, Adam has inyan nivdol. Harei ki elu shnei dvar mechulakim. Ha'echad hu ha'meishel v'yeshach shivas guf. So Adam mitzad the meishel has that shivas guf. We talked about the tzelem. Vasheni Yeshla inyan bilti gashmi v'nivdol yia pirush mashiv loshon tzelem lakim soif Yeshla adam v'ar lakim kainim. So Adam has that chelak of kainivdol. Next page. V'hine Hashemesh v'ha Adam. I mean, he's going the Chazal that put down Shemesh and Adam as being the significant ones. 365 days can I get this and 248. No, he's coming off the Chazal to explain that. V'hine Hashemesh v'Adam ayisolim ba'olam hazeh ki ha'olam hazeh yesh bechoyme v'tzur nevdelas. So in this world you have choyme and you have tzura. Ha'choyme ayisolim la'shemesh ki yesh lechoyme zach u'maylas ha'tzur nevdelas la'adam. So he says the two parts of this world are choyme and tzura. Let's flesh out a little bit. The Greeks were the ones who sort of formalized this term. It's a term, but it's a logical term, and it's and the Maharal used it an awful lot. It's everything in the world has two qualities: the substance and the properties that have been impressed on the substance. So this is wood. I wish it was wood. I guess it was wood sometime, and it is. It's flat and it's brownish and so on and so forth. So the world itself, there's nothing in the world that logically they can exist independent of each other. Every piece of wood that's a circle, the circle shabai is not the wood, but it's impressed on the wood. So logically you can separate the two. So he says. So in terms of chaymer material, we look at the sun as being the most zach. It is fire, sort of, and it's not. It's something that is as intangible as we can get. Umaylas hatsura nevdelas la'adam, and Adam has tsura. No, tsura means the concept that you're impressing on the world. V'lachein elosh tayin shav malachim. So they both are malachim because when you sum up the two legs that the world stands on, Chaim and Surah, those are two inyanim. Va'adam nechshav Surah al nimtzoim kulam afal ha-shemesh. And the Adam is a Surah for everything. And like you said before, a Surah is, what does it mean? In other words, what are all the pieces add up to? So when this is a rectangle, when I say this is a rectangle, it's a Surah, so that means the pieces that are aligned in a certain way, it's the Hagdara of the entirety of the thing. Adam is the person who's magda the entirety of the world, and that's his Chashivas.
Yes. Would it be a Surah without Adam, like say for the sun? Because Hashem made it give it Surah. So isn't it a Surah separate from the Surah that Adam gives to the
sun? Okay.
You yourself said it was a Surah.
Let's use the Mush again. There are many different ways of being converted surah on this table. So it's, what is its substance? It's flat. It's thin a certain way. It has a certain color and so on. But there's another surah to it. It's a table. Table. Everything else could have been without Adam. The table shabai is meaningful only with Adam. There's a lashon in the piyut that we say on Yom Kippur on the Avoda. It's very, very moving, very powerful piyut. Not easy to understand the words, but it's extraordinary. When he starts to say the Avoda, Amitz Koyach. So he starts the Bris Ha'ilam, and he says, Akash Baruch looked around and he said, I prepared a meal, but there's no guest for the meal, and then he created Adam. That's the way it goes about it. So the world has meaning in its final sense of the word only because of Adam there. So Paris and Yerakis and Basar and Mayim and Yayin are all meaningful ultimately only for Tzuras Adam, and that's what Hashem Baruch Hu meant. V'yadua, he says, ki achet hu mitzar achayim alo mitzar atzura. For instance, if a person has a piece of wood that's a circle, and it's not quite circular. So where does the problem lie? So somebody would say, well, you know, a circle is not a great surah. Sometimes circles are more circular, sometimes less circular. No. If the problem is the wood. The wood doesn't hold a circle so well. You know, a ribu on tefillin gets out of, sometimes, you know, it gets distorted, it becomes longer, shorter, whatever. The tzura itself, a circle is a circle is a circle. Circle is always defined as a circle. It just depends on the chaymer doesn't keep it well. So whenever we talk about a tzura of imposing a tzura on the bria, the chet and the kilkul starts with the substance. It's not the tzura. If we see somebody doing tzura mitzvahs and it's krum. Or you see that if a person is doing mitzvahs and he's very good about ben adam l'makom, not good about ben adam l'chaver, or vice versa. So someone say, well, Torah is not good because it teaches only about tzitzis and tefillin, not about being nice to other people. Well, no, it's some people are good at keeping these mitzvahs and not good at keeping those mitzvahs. And by the way, everybody thinks it's a contemporary mashal. This mashal goes back to Sadia going to Munis Vadeyas. He has a piece in his towards the beginning, he's in the first paragraph, I don't remember, where he says people point out that there are people who are keeping Torah very fastidiously, but they're not nice or they're not honest. Well, he says, let me give you a mashal, and he goes on with a mashal about somebody selling a very good type of cloth that's supposed to hold forever, and 3 months later it wears out. He says it's a riot. He's been sold a fake piece of good. Not that the statement about the goods is not true. So the problem existed a long time ago. Sadia Gaon is kind of 900,000. So the problem's been around for a while. But al kapanim, the problems always start mitzad the chaimer. The on the fikach mitzvahs lo sasei shol yasechet v'gnegi moysachama. So losa says are there specific to address that area, that to make sure that the thing, the platform for the tzura is there, and so on. Lefikach, and I want to let's say you see somebody, let's take an example. Let's see somebody the other way around. Somebody has a warm heart, and he's kind, and he's good, and he's got a lot of heart and neshama, but he does averus right and left. So you feel, you know, that it's sort of cheated. It's like you put down a meticulous circle on a piece of clay, which is just bending out. It's not holding. It's not keeping it. That you don't have a tsura leikis. You don't have a tsura of a chelik alakai on material that's so physically weak. Ulefikach kol mitzvos lo sase mechuyav b'manoshim gam kein. Mitzvos lo sase women are mechuyav because that's to hold what's there. Kimoy anoshim ask kimir gosam chomri. Even though a woman is more the chomer in the house, and he speaks about this a lot. That I do not want to digress here. And b'meila lo sase have to be there. Kimitzvos lo sase mitzara chomer gam kein. Ubedava zerach mokamacha. V'ilu mitzvos esish as man grama p'turim min anoshim. Now, the moral says that's why women are part of mitzvah of my grandma. I mean, he leaves out, well, what about mitzvah esay? She has my grandma, plenty of them, and the chayev. And if you tell me all mitzvah esays belong to the world of not holding what's there, but sort of shlemus and, you know, tzura, whatever it is. So what happens? He doesn't answer it. I don't know. He doesn't have any reference to it over here. I mean, he brings it as a kasha, but doesn't. So I'd like to offer a possible teretz. So one teretz could be shot just that you see that if there's a distinction, it's in mitzvah esay. What's the distinction in grama? Not grama? I don't know. But you know, in other words, he could just be pointing out that women come up short Mrs. Essays, but not Mrs. Law's Essays. I was thinking of another possibility. There's a mitzvah that is constant means that it's something which refers to the very essence of the thing itself. If something has a certain mitzias, and I say sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true, then it's not an essential quality of something. By definition, if something is an essential quality, it's always true. You can't go other than that. So there are plenty of mitzvah essays which are sort of like los essays and so on. If tztaka is relevant 24/7, so that means that tztaka belongs more to the atzmius of it rather than the opportunity. In other words, sukkah is an opportunity to grow, because if it was shayach to the etzem mitzias, it should have to be always there. Something which is shayach to etzem mitzias means it's there 24/7. If someone can take a vacation, then it's already not shayach to etzem mitzias. So it could be mitzvahs essay that are not zman grama are closer to los essay, even though they're the same minyan. But on kaparim mitzvah seichel, they're closer to los essay. A mitzvahs essay zman grama, that's obviously things that are not part of the essential person, but rather lifnim, you know, so on. V'lo yilcha safik. Yeah, the key, I'm sorry. So you would say, I mean, the Gemara says, correct. Wherever the makish is, they'll go hand in hand. Those matzahs is part and parcel. The chametz package. V'lo yilcha safik, ki misu me yisach hamashem shasa, misyachsim mispa yimel hachamak mashu, he tells Sue here, I don't know if here or later or somewhere, there's a maimer from Futni, he quotes a Goyen. It's a further down. So I'd like to share it. It's I don't know, I'm not sure 100% it's relevant, so it's very, very nice, the Kuda. If you take a look at the Brisbane Absurim by Avram Avinu, there are two cheshbonos. It says Ger years Acha Beretzalem Avar Meishana, 400 years they will be. Then he says Doi Revi Yoshev Heina, the fourth generation will come back. Those are two very different numbers. First of all, they don't coincide. Dafka 400 years a long time to fourth generation. It's. I mean, you may have one generation of everybody was Ma'arech Yomim, had a kid at the end of his years, and so on. It's not a really very. And secondly, I mean, what is Husar B'Cheshbonos? So the Goyen says, and I've also quoted it quite frequently, that Kilkulim are in Zman and Tikkunim are in Adam. In other words, if you're asking me how long will it take for the Avera, whatever reason they went, they were needing to ask this, the answer is in years, 400 years. If you're asking which door will be Mishadish and take itself out, you're talking about generations, that's you're talking about people. Now, it happened that in the end, the two Cheshbonos did match. You know, Moshe, whatever, but the point is, the Goyen says, these are two separate Mahalchim. One in Zman, which is connected to the Shemesh, that's our Futta Vataychid. Kilkulim are Shayach to the world of Zman, and Tikkunim are Shayach to the world of Adam. Time, and let's translate it, time will always heal wounds. Let's say somebody insulted me. When the time goes by, you say, you know, what the heck, forget it. But a person who comes along and, you know, and can come over and say, I apologize and I feel bad about it, and say, misakin, he'll be misakin it. In other words, Teva does things through Zman, Adam does things through Pu'ulas, and they work on different, they work very differently. So those are the two melachim, the Shemesh is Moshe and Moshe, so on. Omnam, next paragraph. Asher oydeis ha'elyoin, the sheirish and the mocker for these malchias, asher bo melochim yimloichu. A pasuk in Mishlei, that bo melochim yimloichu means kings, monarchy draws its power from Torah, yeah, Torah, she oydeis ha'elyoin ba'olam, ubo melochim yimloichu. In other words, they draw their musig of malchus from the Torah. Ulefikach the Torah v'secheses al elu shnei minei melachim ashechin yonoi bilti yitzir min aseida madreis leisase. And that's why the Torah refers to a malchus of that which preserves things. Vashene in ashlemus shumasha metzias nitzis esei. Kidov is a royal Torah shibo mitzvahs loisase that Hashem the Seder, just like a melech has shmir and so on, and things to forge ahead. I want to add, I mean, it repeats a little bit what he said. I just want to add a certain nekuda to this. The tachlis of the Bria was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Surah to be Chal on the Chaymer. In other words, concepts and ideas of good are meaningless because they exist there, and the Tachos of the Bria wasn't for there. So Malachim, which in a sense are these types of things, Malachim are concepts. They're not a physical reality in any sense of the word. They're a Musik. So they're Sichlim, Musagim, however you want to call it. So that's a tzura waiting for chayma to be chala. It would be a bria that's wasted if the tzura can't be chal on the thing appropriately. I want to shtel a tzuta something. The Arizal's big Talmud was of Chaim Vital, and he wrote a sefer Shari Kedusha, which is about how a person can attain Ruach HaKodesh. But over there he asks, why Midas are not mentioned in the Torah? What we call Midas Tovas. They're mentioned very vaguely, and a Mashkiach really has to, you know, use his head to find Psukim to tell us Talmidim about Kas and about Gaiv and about this. And there's a puzzle of everything, but it's not written out. So he says that they're there before Torah. I want to explain what that means, what he means. Torah is a very emissa metzias. Torah is not just a good book to make yourself a better person. It's a description of the emes basher husham. Torah is something that's chal only on something that is set. For instance, if you buy paint and it's the best quality paint, it still says on the directions, make sure the wall is dry, clean, whatever it says in the fine print on the back of the can about what you have to paint on. And if you come to paint it, the paint's not good, it's not the right color, it doesn't last, it's running, whatever it is, and he asks what you paint it on, and if the surface is not the right surface, then you have no taina. Every tsura, for it to be miskayim, for a ribua to be chal in this world, you need a thick and tough leather that's not going to warp or change. When the ribua changes, the problem is in the leather, and then you don't have ribua anymore. Torah is chal on people, human beings, and you can't dump ideals on a person and expect it to take root and become part of the person if the material is still lacking. So if a person is ridden with jealousy, let's say I'm jealous of other people, so when I learn something, will I try to look for the emes, or will I try to best somebody else? What is my terror going to look like? Very simple. If I'm a person that my meat is jealousy, I know very well what it's going to be. If my meat is gaiva, well, where's the Torah going to go to? And that's what it says. Zochan asam chayim lo zochan. The chalois of Torah is an ideal, but it's an ideal that has to land on something that holds it, that grips it, and that's where the losase comes in, and or the midas, the way he describes it. Yes. I'm sorry? Tyra.
Yeah.
But there are pieces there. Correct. There are things you learn from it, but by and large, it's not written as essay and los essay. It's sort of, we can learn from it how a person ought to live, but they're not put into hard and fast forms like essays and los essays are. Okay, I want to finish the parrot. Ubemedish amru ki ramach mitzvus esyos sefes bachli yisrael k'neged eivor shadam shasam esyos nir shasagid. So until now he said in the Gemara it says 365 days, 248 avar. Chazal say shasagid, and we spoke about this last time, that gidin give the structure to the person, that they're the ones that keep the shape and the tzura of the person. The Gamesh is a Purusha Kach. The Zoya is all the same thing. Rakamedesh is a Noisin Akrel Ba'odam. So, what Chazal, in the first Mashal, it was in Son and Adam, we looked at the world having two different Malchias. Over here, we're looking at Adam himself as consisting of two different elements. Lefich Amma Shinosan Ramach Metzeser Mashlimis Adam Yvash Adam, Kevarm Tsurasoi, Shet Tsurasam Lakim. And he gave us a samitzus loisase, which was keneged the gidin. We spoke last time about what the gidin are. The gidin are all sorts of connecting tissue, and they keep the tzur of the adam. Because if making a circle on the wood distorts the wood and warps it, you can't have a circle on it. So on the person himself, they varim would create different pockets, different displacements. And the person would look like a hodgepodge of stuff. The connective tissue is that which gives the person that surah. Ben chiluk ben afsim loy or ben amedrish. So both the zayah that it brings and afsim loy both have the same idea in mind. Rak kigildas afsim loy kol ametzias nefshav echad. Afsim loy is talking about the entire metzias together. So shemesh and adam. B'chololam nefshav k'me achoyim el adam. Varum ushtemes etzuras kol ametzias. Lefikach atayri k'neged Hashemesh v'odom, uledas ha-medrish ha-odom mitziyas nidul atzmoy shokot k'neged ha-koil, lekach shasal oisasem ha-chesei ha-kol neged ha-odom. Now, we spoke last time, it's a tremendous help in understanding, besides the value of los essays, which for us are usually more difficult than essays, it also, you find, l'mosh, on Kehuna and Levia. So, this week, Baloyzcha and Nasoy, we have Levium are there to watch the Migdash, their midas tahara v'tahara toisam tatz levim. The kahanim are there to do their avoda, to bring kedusha. The interestingly enough, a levi is possible in shanim, and a kohen is possible in mum. In other words, ke'ilu, if we make parallels over here, levi is shayach to the lower part, the los asays. The making sure nothing wrong goes on in Beis HaMikdash, nobody goes there shouldn't be tumah. That's the tahara, which is the cleanliness, you know, the tahara, and his paslus is a shanim. The koyen is there for the nivdal part, they are nivdal, they can't marry with everybody and so on and so forth. They do the avoda, and their psul is in mum, in adam. Not the shanim, they don't pass the shanim. It's an interesting parallel between the two. All avoda, when you put down a mishkan, there are machnas, machna levia, machna shchina, machna levia, machna yisrael. It's always as a basis when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out to Har Sinai. So mitzvahs hagbola was the achana for it. Wherever you, in order to have positive kedusha, you need to make sure that there's nothing there to spoil it. So we start with drawing a circle, and that gives a chizuk to the makom that it'd be the right element to hold on it, and on that it's possible to build something. So just like nobody, the worst kolol is l'malaniga l'rik, chasashom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give Torah or anything into the world if the Kli Kibble fit is flawed. Why would you want to pour water into something when it's going to explode, when it's going to fall apart? So the twinning of the two, is that's the reason why the two are twinned. The royal of Dorm Elis Sashin Vergil Moit Kevshach Tav Yosef Vaitchev Mukim Avaladvarim Eile in Sofik Ben Lemisha Yeda Lahavdi Vemis Yosha Isfarad Mimakam Achav HaKosher Hashem HaMis. So he says, you know, despite the fact that different halachim, but it's different ways of explaining the same facet, because it's said again to Paras HaChofma and so on. Okay, we'll start here next time. Okay.
Right. Tell yourself you have all sorts of what the chutzpah will look like.